Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. It's the first day of December, so time to start getting into the Christmas story. And that's what we'll be doing over the next few Fridays and also every day in the week leading up to Christmas Day. Let's begin with a question. What's so special about the 25th of March? Answer, it's exactly 9 months before Christmas Day. 9 months being the length of time a woman is generally pregnant before she has a baby. So, 25th of March is the day that the angel comes to visit Mary and tells her of God's big plan. And she replies with, "Be it done unto me according to thy word," or something along those lines. And this is interesting for us because it indicates that Mary has a choice and that she chooses to say yes. I wonder what would have happened if Mary had said no. Did God have a plan B? And then we get to Joseph. Now there's a man who doesn't seem to be in control of events, but he has a choice too. Does he ditch Mary because she's gone and got herself pregnant? Or does he go with God's plan? Does he even believe that this is God's plan? And then there's the whole peer pressure thing going on. What will people think and what will they say? It's a right soap opera, the whole thing, which is what draws us in. This might be part of God's plan, but it's a very human story. And between then and now, there are so many layers of history, 2,000 years worth. How can we possibly know what actually happened? Is this fact or is this fiction? And does it matter? What's true and what's the truth? For me, I'm a big picture kind of person. The details are interesting, but what it all means, that's far more important. So the truth for me is that God had a plan about stepping into the world, into our time and our space in a way that we could understand in the person of Jesus. And that Mary and Joseph and all the other characters in the story played a part in that plan. And it didn't all go smoothly. In fact, as we'll see, there were quite a few bumps in the road. But in the end, Jesus was born and did grow up and become an adult. As we follow the story over the next few weeks, what I want to explore is what we can learn from each of the characters and the role they played. And what I'm inviting you to do is to have a think about those people and wonder if they have anything to say into your life today. So let's do that now with Mary and Joseph. Mary was just a girl, probably only about 14. She must have been scared half to death, and yet she said yes. What do you say when difficult things are asked of you? What's your default response? When you think of Mary in this story, does that feel like a little nudge about something that you should be doing? And Joseph. He seems to have to fall in with the plan once it's all kicked off. But the thing that strikes me is that he does trust that there is a plan. He's not sure what it's all about, but he's willing to give it a go. I wonder, what is it that you should be taking a chance on this Christmas? So that's it for this week. Our Christmas adventure has begun. Next time, I'll be back to talk about the shepherds. Now there's a rum bunch. Thank you.